Hey, everybody. I just wanted to jump on here and do another broadcast for JL's Rising. I want to wait just a few minutes before I start. Just wanted to release this word over you today. I just felt very strongly to do it today. So I'm just going to wait just a very few minutes for anybody to jump on. And if not, then I will continue and you can catch the replay. I'm going to go ahead and start because I have some people that's coming on, and I just want to say hello to everybody that is. The Lord just wanted me to release a really quick word over each of you, and it's about the war cry. Release the war cry. And, you know, when I look back in Genesis, Esau cried when he realized that Jacob had stolen his birthright. And in Genesis, the cry of the people of Egypt when there was a famine in the land. And Isaiah, response to judgments by the unbelievers, behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart. There's a certain cry in us that awakens us. It alarms. When we release that cry, it is an alarming cry. It is a preparation for war. And the Lord said that it's time to release that battle cry. The war cry in another Hebrew is the ruah, and it means a sure sound. Raise a sound, cry out, give a blast. It can mean the sound of the trumpet. It's when the trumpet was sounded to tell the children of Israel it was time to move their encampments. It leaves no room for doubt. When you cry out, when you release that war cry, it leaves no room for doubt or dismay. It is a sound that awakens you. It is a sound that awakens all of heaven on your behalf. And it lets the enemy know that he is surrounded by God and the angel armies in whatever circumstance you have. This war cry that the Lord has been revealing to me, it releases those angels on your behalf. It shifts those circumstances that you're in. And it's a stance that moves beyond our normal prayers. It's our normal position. It puts us into what I would call a catalytic position with God. And it's a position of full trust. And that's the position that he wants to put us in today, is a position of full trust. To know that when he told you he was going to do this for you, when he told you he was going to change these circumstances, you take him at his word and you know that you know he will come through on your behalf. There was, let's see. Here it is. I wanted to read Numbers 10:9. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. You've come to a time when doubting and despair needs to totally be off the radar. And God's courtroom is in order. It's time to bring those petitions into the courtroom of God. Because you are remembered by the Lord your God, and everything that you're praying for is remembered by the Lord your God. And there is no enemy that shall oppress you or overtake you in this season. It's time to release the battle cry. It's time for the body of Christ to release that war cry, that specific sound of victory. Release the ruah, because that's in Hebrew, that's what that means. The ruah is a sure sound. And that is the call that he is calling us to in this moment, is to release that. It was the shout that took down the walls of Jericho, and it was the shout that Gideon's army released when they defeated the Midianites. It was a shout. It was a sure sound of victory. They released that battle cry. It was the shout that shook the earth when the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp. It's a sound of movement. He's taking you from one place to the other. Because when it sounded, the Israelites knew that they had to take up their encampment and they had to move. Well, he's sounding it. It's time to move. He wants you to release that sound that he has put within you, the sound of total victory, that ruah cry, because that means a victory of the Lord. It shifts your circumstances into a complete and full trust in him that you will have the victory. It was the shout that the Israelite army released after David slew Goliath. And there may be some giants in your life right now, but know that this will not last and that you can take those giants down. You have come in the name of the Lord. And with the Lord on your side, who shall be against you and who shall prevail over you? Release the battle cry in the face of the enemy and know that this circumstance is shifting on your behalf. You may not see it. You may not feel it. It may seem impossible, but just know that your prayers are shifting. Your stance is shifting into a battle cry, into a wailing cry. And, you know, hallelujah, hallelujah. The reason the Lord led me to this is many of you probably already saw it on Facebook, but the Lord had led me back to the water. I'd already been baptized before, but he led me back to the baptismal on Sunday, and it was for breakthrough. It was for a reason of breakthrough and just entering into that deeper place in my covenant with him. When I came up out of that water, it was like a cry came out of me, and that's when I heard him say, release the war cry. Because, you know, the devil's trying to hold down you. He's trying to hold down your loved ones. He's trying to delay and derail what you are praying for. And it's time to release the war cry over those situations. It's time to take a certain stance. That wailing position that says, Lord, I will not be moved. I will not leave this place until I see this take place, until I see this thing manifest. Stay on that wall, stay in position, and stay the course. Because I encourage you, as you continue to show him your persistence, as you continue to show him and not give up halfway, because sometimes God wants to see if you're going to go all the way with what you're asking him for. Are you going to quit praying for it halfway? Are you going to say it's never going to happen and let it go? Or are you going to continue to be like the widow? And I go back to that a whole lot before the unjust judge, she went every day. Hannah desired something. She desired a child. She went every single day, and she cried so earnestly and wailed. That's what I would call a wailing woman, because they thought she was drunk. But God is calling us to that stance today, to release that battle cry, to release the ruah, which is the war cry, the sound of victory. It's a different sound than the normal prayers. Like I said, it goes beyond just a normal prayer. It, you know, doubt, despair, all that's off the table. It's off the radar because you stand in a surety and know that God is for you and that whatever it is that you're crying out for is surely on its way. And I just, it was a feeling like I had never felt before when I come up out of that water. And just know that God is stirring and there is a releasing of fire and there is a releasing of his glory. And it's ready for you to step in into that deeper place. The very hand of God has stirred those waters and it's time to step in and do not hesitate. Because there is so much more. You have come to that Bethesda moment. I wrote about that before on my page, that Bethesda moment, that moment of breakthrough. And it's time to step into that breakthrough. It's time to take up the whole armor of God and not be backed into a corner. It's time to take your stance and release the ruah, release that war cry, like, and just may the prayers of your prayer closet and the prayer of this battle cry totally send the devil running in retreat, because it's a cry that's going to cause the chains to break. It's a cry that is going to heal the wounded that are so deeply wounded that their heart has hardened. And it's going to release something in you, a greater power, a greater fire. You cast off that old fire to carry the new fire that he has for you. It's a time of the new wine that is bursting forth. Prepare yourself to receive that and release that war cry today. Just release it with everything in you. Whatever it is that you're holding on to God for, you keep holding on. Because I'm declaring and I'm agreeing with you that it shall come, and it shall come forth suddenly. There is nothing impossible with God. Hold on to that word and don't let the devil make you turn loose. We are the remnant. We carry the sound of victory. We carry his glory. If God is for us, then who can be against us? We stand, and I know this is for JL's Arising. We as women stand because we know who's behind us. But even the women, men, all of us know that we stand because we know the one who stands behind us. And just know that he is working it out on your behalf. And I declare over each of you today that breakthrough has come to your door. Deliverance has come to your door. And it shall come forth speedily. Those hardened hearts will begin to soften in the mighty name of Jesus. Those chained ones, the chains are beginning to fall. The prison doors are beginning to open. The very foundations are beginning to shake in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever it is that has you discouraged, whatever it is that's trying to hold you down, we declare it broken in the mighty name of Jesus. It's his name. His name. Everything has to move out of the way when you speak his name. It has to go. The devils have to listen. They have to obey when he says go. And those demons and things that's been attacking you, he's telling them right now to go. Because you are his. And his hand is upon you this day. His hand is upon your circumstances today. And he's whispering to you to release that war cry. Get into that war stance and know that the battle is yours. We are not negotiating at the table of the enemy. We are not compromising whatsoever. But we come in the name of the Lord. We stand in the name of the Lord. And we will have victory in the name of the Lord. And I just wanted to take a few moments and share that word with you guys. I hadn't done another broadcast for a while. But just let that sink into your spirit and just hold on to that word today. Because, you know, in my spirit, I could totally hear cries all over this nation. And it's like a sweet-smelling incense before the Lord. You know, you get to that desperate place when you just want, you have so much pain bottled up. You have so much woundedness bottled up and weariness because you've prayed and you prayed and you prayed and nothing has come. And it's like a release. And that's what he wants you to do, is just to release it. You know, release it in that cry. Release it in that shout. God will honor that. Your tears are prayers too. And sometimes all you can do is just cry and cry out. And that wailing cry is what I call it, because, you know, I've been in that place in the midnight hour when I've been down on my knees and that's all I could do. But he reads your tears. He's read them all this time and he knows. I encourage someone today that needs to hear that. He knows. And he has not left you. He has not forsaken you. And the battle cries that you have let out, he is honoring. You do have the victory. So you hold on to that in Jesus' name. And I just pray victory over each and every one of you that's tuned in today. And I just bless you and I love you guys and thank you for all of your love, prayers, and support. And I just want to wish you all a very happy day. Be blessed in the name of the Lord.